For over 20 years, the Wrangell Trial Court has been serving the community of Wrangell as a local passport agent. As long as someone had a complete application form, two photographs, and all of the required documents, the Wrangell Trial Court has been able to process the application and get that person a passport. Due to budget constraints, the court can no longer offer this public service after the end of May. Leanne Splinter is a clerk of court.
As time goes on, the court system has been cutting out things that are not our job, like vital statistics. We no longer provide vital statistics forms, and passports is just another one.
Since getting a new passport requires an individual to apply in person, Margie Wood of Tai Travel encourages people to apply for a passport at the Wrangell Trial Court before June 1st.
After they quit doing that here, that means people are going to have to go to Petersburg, Juneau, Ketchikan. They're going to have to go somewhere else to get that done. So if there's any plans for anyone to go anywhere in, you know, like the next year or so, that includes Mexico or Canada by air, and pretty soon that's going to extend to ship, so the ferry or driving, I'm just recommending people go ahead and get them now.
Wood is referring to the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. Currently, a U.S. resident traveling anywhere outside the country by air, including to Canada or Mexico, is required to have a passport. As of June 1, 2009, travel by a U.S. resident to Canada and Mexico by ferry or car will also require a passport. Police Chief Doug McCloskey says the department is in the process of having the DMV in Wrangell be the next passport acceptance facility. He says he's uncertain when it will be finalized, but he's predicting sometime in June. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.